Imagine you're sitting in your school and, yeah, back in the day, not right now, you're sitting in the school and around lunchtime, the bell rings. And the next thing you do is basically wait for the thing to end, like the lecture to end, and open the lunchbox and go about it. If you are riding a scooter or driving a car, you see a red traffic light, naturally you stop. And that's what happens. Another one could be on the same lines, if you enter a lift, an elevator, you press a button to go somewhere. And that just happens the moment you enter because you have some sort of goal in your head. You have to be somewhere. And it will be very funny that you just enter an elevator, just stand there for some time and just get out again. That will be very weird. The point is, all these actions which we do are kind of triggers. Some of them are actually designed so that you could do something. The bell in school is designed so that lectures can start, lectures can end, people can go on break, come back, school can start, school can stop. Those things are kind of designed or have been indicators or triggers for you to take action. Similarly, traffic thing is also about controlling. So all these things which are present externally, they are designed to control you in certain ways so that there will be some sort of system in place and people will be able to do things. So let's call them triggers. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about how can we take the same methods, take the same ideology, and use it for our benefit or use it to get some things done. So we're going to talk about how are we going to trigger actions by actions in today's episode. So let's go and start that.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So right before the pandemic, I was in Italy and for 15 days, or so, I was staying in a small house near the Lake Como, at the north of the Lake Como. And it was kind of spring-ish or even a little bit before spring. So it was still cold. And there were not many tourists out there on the lake because lake was super chill. So for 15 days, I just wanted to do people detox. I didn't want to be around people for some time so that I could just have some peace for myself, do some stuff, get some things done. And I also wanted to do digital detox, but that couldn't happen because I already had to finish some stuff and it could get very lonely in winter if you are in a very small town. So needed the phone to connect with other people. That time, I had a really nice morning routine, which I had set for myself. So I used to get up. I don't remember exactly what I used to do point to point. I think we have a podcast about that made. And I think I also did a podcast about my daily routine back then when I was in Milan. But anyway, so I used to do certain things every day for those 15 days and also continued for some more time afterwards as well. I used to get up, I remember that, and then I used to pour myself, I used to make the filter coffee, like the coffee with the V60 filter and stuff, grind the beans before that, and then do the whole coffee ritual stuff. And then I used to do morning pages for 5 minutes, like writing down 3 pages, which also we have covered in this episodes, new episodes of this podcast this year. After doing the morning pages, I used to read one chapter from the book called My Gita. And because there were so many concepts in the book, I couldn't do it more than one chapter a day. So I used to start with that. After that, I think I used to start preparing brunch or something because I used to get up late. And then I had another book which I used to read for some time. Then I had time for editing and then I used to do lunch. And after lunch, I had one more book to read. After that, I used to go on a walk and then again get back to editing and creating stuff and make videos in the evening. And then at night, prepare dinner, eat dinner. And then I had another book. And for each book reading thing, I also had a specific place in the house where I used to do that. So My Gita used to be right outside looking at a mountain peak, so I could feel some sort of a nice feeling. Then the afternoon book was on the couch, the night book was on the bed. So all these places and all the timings were kind of designed. So every day on that exact time, I was doing the similar things. So eventually, as I was practicing it also a little bit before going there, I naturally used to just go for that next thing. And I knew exactly what I was supposed to do. And then I had time time to do it. So if I even if I sit for writing some episodes or some stuff, I know that time was meant for that. And that just got myself in a rhythm because I didn't have uncertainty, right? I was just sitting and I knew exactly what I was supposed to do or what I was supposed to read and where I was supposed to read. And those actions were getting triggered by the other actions which I was setting myself for. So in this, as I said, in this episode, we're going to talk about that. I think it's a nice idea or it's a nice way to design actions in your daily routine and which are meant to get you into another action. So we can do that by clubbing two sorts of actions, as I used to always play with coffee and book. We can also think about that. So for example, in the morning, you have a coffee time set for yourself where you prepare yourself a coffee or a tea depending on your preferences. And once you do that, you do not look at your phone. Okay, part of my morning routine back then was also not look at my phone for 2 hours once I was woken up or once I was up, because that just starts the whole day on a different note where you can't do creative activities. And now that I talk about it, now that I think what I used to do, the kind of lifestyle or kind of morning routine I have right now, it's pretty much not good. And yeah, I need to do something about it. Anyway, so you can prepare yourself a coffee or tea, go at a particular place in your house where you can sit down. And you can club that activity with something else which you want to build, or maybe you want to write something, or you want to write stories. Let's take writing as an example. You can do whatever you want as per whatever you are building. So you prepare the coffee and tea at certain point, which is specified by you. And then you sit at a specific time, a specific space in your house, and you do that activity for a set minutes or set time which is decided by you. So for 15 minutes, I'm just gonna write on my journal and not think about it. You maybe also have already given topics on each page for each day, so you don't have to spend time in thinking about what to write. Those are other triggers you can set inside these triggers. But the main trigger is doing the coffee bit, walking down to that particular place, sipping the coffee, and with the coffee, doing that activity. So by doing this every day or for some few days, you are kind of triggering the action by action. So your coffee making thing is kind of acting as the bell in the school before the lunchtime or the traffic signal we talked about. So you're setting that thing with that particular action. And by moving to that particular place, you are isolating your thoughts and you're kind of training your brain in doing certain things. So by doing this, you can actually get things done as you reduce the number of uncertainties and variables, things get easier. That's always true. So according to me, and I can be also wrong, but till now, whenever I break down things and think about them, when you have when you reduce the number of variables or the number of things you should decide upon, things get easy, because then you're just focusing on a bunch of things and not thinking about everything in the world. So by doing these two things together, I think you can set a right tone and right rhythm and get things done. And you can experiment and you can have your own triggers as well. You can set your own things, but make sure you set them. It shouldn't happen just like that, because it sometimes in our day-to-day life in the routine, things happen when, like, after coffee I read, and that has been constant for my life. But right now, if you're trying to set something new, set it that, okay, I will do this activity at this time, at this place in my house, and with that, I'm going to club this particular activity and I'll do it for this much time. That's all. And yeah, you can change, mix and match, but set it and do it and follow it for certain some few days and then see how it is performing together. And you can experiment and get better at it. And that's just one work style which I have and just wanted to share it with you today. The funny thing about work style, productivity techniques and everything is that you always need something new. So you can't just do this forever. So maybe you'll do it for a month or 15 days as I did back in the day. After that, you just get bored. So you need to find something new and do that for a certain period of time. Then again, find some other technique, like I used to do Pomodoro for some time for a couple of months. And then again, jump back to the first one, because yeah, the rotation is always, it does work for me and might work for you as well. So it's not going to sustain forever. You have to find a newness and refuel that newness, as we have talked about it also in some episodes before. So that's about it. I hope you learned something new. It was not a teaching per se, but I hope you got to think about something new because of this trigger of podcast. And if you did, I'll be super duper happy about it. With that, yeah, it will be worth it if you can just go ahead and share it with one friend of yours, this particular thing which we talked about, and maybe discuss you guys can go ahead and discuss, because I can't do that. Unfortunately, I can't just... I wish I could, that I could discuss every podcast with everybody who is listening, but that's not possible. But for you, if you just share this piece with somebody else and discuss that what they think, and if you two can start a journey of doing this thing together and give feedbacks to each other and see if how you guys are performing on those clubbing two trigger activities, it will be a nice gesture, and it can be a good accountability for you as well. So if you do that, just share this episode with them, and that will be your beginning of the process. With that said, thank you so much for staying till the end. Thank you so much for listening, and I shall catch you in the next one.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.